I'm Chris with your Linux headlines on January 8th, 2020. Tails 4.2 has been released. And along with the usual package upgrades and security fixes, the privacy-protecting distribution has also seen a change to its automatic update mechanism, which should mean that in the future it will provide a one-shot upgrade to the latest point release, no matter how far out of date your current installation is. Users will still need to perform a manual upgrade whenever the distribution releases a major update, but with Tails 5 not due to land until next year, the new update process promises to make life a lot easier in the meantime. Google's Project Zero threat analysis team is changing its bug disclosure policy. Until now, the project's researchers would give vendors a 90-day grace period after the discovery of a vulnerability before they publicized it, in order to allow time for a fix to be developed. However, if a patch was issued within that 90-day window, Project Zero would disclose the vulnerability early. This meant that even if a vendor promptly fixed a vulnerability, end users would be left scrambling to update their software before a potential attacker could take advantage of any issues that were disclosed. Google's Tim Wills has now revealed a change in approach by the team, which will see Project Zero remain silent about vulnerabilities until the end of its 90-day disclosure period, unless otherwise agreed. This change should give vendors and projects more time to ensure that their users are running fully patched and up-to-date versions of their software before the known vulnerabilities become general public knowledge. OpenMandriva has become the latest distro to adopt Zstandard for package compression. Zstandard is a fast and lossless compression algorithm originally developed by Facebook that's available under both GPL2 and BSD licenses. While it can be slower at compression than competing algorithms, it has proven to be many times faster at decompression while maintaining comparable file sizes. These features make it particularly attractive as a format for a distribution of software where a single compressed package will likely be decompressed by many different users over its lifetime. And now OpenMandriva has followed in the recent footsteps of Fedora and Arch and adopted Zstandard as its algorithm of choice for compressing its software archives. And finally today, the KDE community has launched a campaign to attract Windows users to Linux. With Windows 7 reaching end of life next Tuesday, KDE fans have taken to social media using the hashtag #UpgradeToPlasma in an attempt to encourage Windows users to make the move to Linux. The campaign kicked off with a blog post and a video showcasing how familiar the Plasma desktop can be for Windows refugees, which we'll link to both of those in today's show notes. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/76. We'll be back tomorrow.